That shit always always happens. Recording?
Yeah. Okay.
Well?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, before we start, before we do intros, I want to ask you a question to both of you. I want you to rate all of Young Thug's collabs, from Young Thug with Rich Homie Quan to Young Thug with Travis Scott, Young Thug and Gunna, and Young Thug and who else? There's one more I had in my head.
You said Rich Homie.
Rich Homie Quan.
Yeah.
You know Rich
Gunna?
Homie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gunna, Travis Scott.
And.
There's one more. I feel like he's collabed with someone else. That's like fire. Because we know, like. Nah.
I don't know.
Because we know.
I can hear that thing.
Yo, it's sweet. Oh.
Please. No.
I'd probably say Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan.
First?
Yeah.
Then Gunna and Travis Scott.
Gunna or Young Thug?
Gunna or Travis, like the, because you know he's okay. Collaborate.
Gunna,
then Travis Scott, that's how you drink
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because like the only hit, him and Travis, how many songs do they have together?
Skyfall.
Yeah.
Pick Up the Phone.
It's not more than five.
True.
I like Gunna.
Yeah.
Helps all of them.
Okay, let's start the show.
Yeah, I just want to get that out of the way. But welcome everyone to the show. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon. It's really sunny outside, getting warm. We're approaching spring. Weather's beautiful. Everything is looking beautiful. The slow jams are coming in.
Are you giving it with that forecast?
Yo, yeah, I have to get. Yo, but it's because it's beautiful, bro. Like, when was the last time you see the sun out this way? And it's warm too, bro. It's not even cold.
I don't think that's a good thing.
How's that not a good thing?
Doesn't that mean, like, the weather's going to shit?
Okay,
like,
wait, firstly, welcome back to. Welcome back to Flatbed Radio. I'm Mitchell.
Kishi.
And then special guest, Chi. That's it.
Yeah, she is a special guest.
I am a special guest.
Okay.
I mean, I could be a regular, you know? Add some spice.
That's from Mitchell to the side.
Okay, so what are we talking about today?
It's Women's Day.
Yeah, shout out to all the women.
Shout out to all the women. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big day, man. Like, I love women so much. Like, you guys, like, I have to give you a round of applause. That's why you're even here today, bro. Like, happy Women's Day to you today, man. Like, you guys have gone through so much.
Yep.
And, you're still here. You're still striving.
Yeah, keep going. Man. You know, I had to find this out through Snapchat. I didn't even know.
Sorry?
I had to find this day out through Snapchat. Like, the filter, and I was like, oh, it's Women's Day.
For real?
Yeah. I find a lot of things through Snapchat or Twitter.
It's true, bro.
Did you guys listen to Dave's album?
No, I was going to talk about that. Album review. I know you've obviously listened to it.
Yeah, I've listened to Dave's album.
Out of 10.
I haven't listened to everything, but I rate it. It's really good. You should. Have you listened? Did you listen to Leslie?
I haven't listened to anything.
No, I'm only like 3 songs in, and it's fire right now. So. I stopped at Black.
The
last 3 songs.
How about you? Wait, why are you smiling?
You're
trying to remember.
The only one I like the second song, Strat something, the city he was from.
The one at Stratford?
No.
It wasn't Stratford. It was Strat something.
Well, the only, like, I haven't listened to the album, but then, like, I had to, like, pause and listen to the song of Burna Boy.
And, How was that?
I mean, Burna Boy did the chorus or something. And the chorus is fire, like.
Yeah?
Yeah, he killed that, but then, like,
Dangote.
But anyway, I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh, that song with J-Hoz. They were going back to back.
Yeah, that too. Like, it was hard. It was hard for me to
free J-Hoz until it's backwards. That's actually crazy. 10 months
left.
No, 10 months for it now, from December, so till October.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, so that's a long time.
What? Sorry, excuse me, guys. I'm just like licking this ice pop, and it's pretty good.
Today is a really slow day. You know, this isn't how we usually come.
Slow news week for fashion. Nothing new. Not even for music. Just
yeah. You know, there was something about the moon retrograde or something. Is the reason why everyone's feeling slow right now. Well, for the past like couple of days, something with the moon.
How does it affect us? I thought only affects women.
No, I think it affects everyone. I think so. But something about like the placement of the moon or something. I don't know.
I swear that shit only affects women.
You sure?
Yeah.
I've heard of it, but I don't know about it only affecting women.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know much, or actually, I don't know anything about it. I've only heard about it.
Cool.
What is there to talk about? So we've talked about Dave. St. Patrick's Day.
We can't plan it. We just talk.
We just talk, bro, until something makes sense. But yeah, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. That's next week, right?
That's next week, bro. What are you guys doing?
I'm trying to work on that day. I'm trying to get shirts.
Really?
Yeah, I have my priorities in order right now, so.
My priorities in order.
So like, I'm not trying to go out and party.
Are you talking?
I think we should talk about Young Thug today.
I think so too.
Perfect. How would you rate his albums?
The evolution of my great father, Young Jeffrey Thug.
I'm just spitting for you.
Yes. Young Thug is my dad, apparently. I just found out. All his albums, apart from Jeffrey, have all been fire, bro.
Man, Beautiful Thugger Girls deserved a Grammy.
In my opinion, yeah. I feel so too. Do you know anything about Young Thug?
I just know that song.
There's no album?
Yeah. Like, I know his songs, but I don't know, like, I don't listen to his albums like that.
This guy is a fucking shapeshifter. He can, like, any feature he has on, like, on anybody's album or track, he always kills it. Yeah. Like, everyone always refers to him as, like, he's like a twin. Because he can match anyone's energy in a song or in talking or anything. And this guy has so much love and compassion in his heart. This man knows no hate. Do you know that? That Young Thug doesn't know any... No form of hate in this man's heart.
Mm-hmm. I remember when people used to slander Young Thug. I can't forget.
Like, why? How?
People used to say he's like he used to sing rubbish.
That's because they can't understand. They don't understand the fire that burns in Jeffrey's heart, bro. Yo, Jeffrey, in his head, bro. Do you know he was like caught rocking the turtleneck, the black Gucci turtleneck and everything. And everyone was trying to slander him for doing that. That's not like culture, these
people. Where you went?
Like two, three days ago. Like, it's probably even still on Twitter. Like, they were talking about that while he was recording a song with Ghana in the studio, he was seen rocking the Gucci turtleneck with the black hoods and everything. Mm-hmm. And that's because this man knows no hate. He's not on this racism shit, bro. He's not on this blackface shit. He's on another level. He's way above all these minors and everything. Because, like, that's another question, though. That's another question I want to pose to both of you. When do you think we're going to pass the stage of racism and segregation and all this thing? Because, like, these are things from the past that we decide that we bring up and everything. You know? Why can't we all just be like Young Thug and just love each other? You know?
I have no comments.
It's just love, bro.
I don't have much to say about that right now.
Yo, because you said we should talk about Young Thug. This is what Young Thug is about.
This is not about Young Thug, but did Juice WRLD drop an album yesterday? I don't know. Someone posted it, and I don't know if it's recent.
Okay, yeah, Juice WRLD dropped an album yesterday, but I don't listen to Juice WRLD. I listened to that Future and Juice WRLD album. That was nice.
Now what?
Future and Juice WRLD.
Oh yeah, that was nice too.
What do you think of YSL as a label?
YSL.
So going places.
YSL.
Young Stoner League. That's it, right? Young Stoner League.
Young Stoner
Who's
Life.
In that?
Life. Young Thug, Lil Duke, Lil Keed, Gunna. Who else? They have other people, but I can't remember all their names. But basically, it's Young Thug's label.
Thugga.
Yeah. You should be... I need to put you on more Young
Thug. I have a lot of his songs, but I just, like... If you play something, I'll know it. But I just...
Have you listened to Slime Season?
Yeah. Isn't there Slime Season 2?
1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. I listened to it.
I didn't really use Slime Season 2.
Why not?
I feel like that's worse. Or maybe because I only listened to it once.
Didn't Gunna drop one that was Slime something or something?
Drip.
Drip something. I didn't like the season. Second one.
Oh, sorry?
The Drip Season 2. Is that what it's called? The recent Gunna's album.
The one that just dropped like a week ago.
Yeah, I didn't really feel that one that much.
I haven't listened to it. Because I asked my...
I mean, everyone. There are a few songs, but it's not Drip Season 3 Gunna. DS3 Gunna. It's like a whole different...
New Gunna?
Not like new Gunna, but I feel like he used all his verses on features. Because it's just... Maybe we expected something new or something. I don't know.
I mean, I kind of am expecting something new.
Well,
because I've already the reviews from the album doesn't it feels like it's boring, but then I still see people play his songs on their story and everything. And I'm like, maybe it's actually fire and everything. But I'm still not seeing anything that's
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There are few songs.
Yeah, the album as a whole, no, but there's some songs.
I would say, the album is good, but it's not just as good as the rest before, if you get what I'm saying.
How many listens do you have right now?
On it?
Mm-hmm.
I have more than 3 or 4. I've listened to it properly.
So you digested it fully?
Yeah.
And you still haven't...
It's good. That's what I'm saying. It's good, but it's not as good as Drip Season 3.
Yeah. Well, you can probably see this is his Jeffrey album. There's still so much potential in people like him and Juice WRLD.
Who?
What?
Who?
What?
I said Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, the album. Jeffrey's out. Jeffrey, come on. Keep up, bro. It's Jeffrey's album.
Who calls him Jeffrey, though? That's the thing.
People that know him.
Are you talking about his album?
I'm talking about him and his album together. I refer to my dad as Jeffrey.
Okay.
Yeah. So Jeffrey's album, titled Jeffrey,
yeah,
was not as good. It wasn't what I was expecting. Something different.
I liked a few of his songs.
So, I liked a few of his songs. As a whole, no. But then, the album as a whole, no. But then, a few songs in it, yeah. So I feel like this is Gunna's, Jeffrey album. And then, we're still going to get some more fire tracks. We still know, that's good. There's going to be another Drip Harder. Him and Lil Baby still have, another collab album that's going to come out this year.
I like Lil Baby.
But, yeah. There's still going to be more. Is Lil Baby also signed to YSL? Or is QC?
Who? Lil Baby is signed to QC.
QC. Do you finally listen to the 2 Chainz album, too?
I listened to it, but I just don't think it's...
It's not it?
So you feel personally, for me, it's not it.
But do you know a few people that like it?
I know people like a few of the songs. Like that song with Kendrick, and people feel the beats and everything, but I don't know if they necessarily feel the song.
Yeah, I didn't hear a lot of people talking about it, though.
No? Did you listen to it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you listen to?
I listen to everything.
What exactly? Give me a name. Give me an album.
She was just playing Drake right now. How basic.
Drake? Where do you see Drake?
Just playing Drake.
Oh shit, no, that was me.
that was me. You're trying to comfort me.
Actually, no. I was playing Sacrifices featuring Jeffrey, so.
Wow.
No. That's different.
I've been trying to get back into my UK listening stuff. But.
Give me names.
I don't know what to name.
Five names.
Because you say you're trying to get back into it, so that means you're listening to, right?
Okay, give us five names.
Five names. Cadet, because obviously.
It's funny how people only listen to artists when they're dead.
No, I've been listening to him, relax.
But like, you only hear the name more. No.
People were listening to Kadeem before he died.
Yeah, but yeah, not as much.
He's still low-key. I think he's still
But low-key. Not as much, but now, like, yeah.
How do you know?
Because, like, there were no names. Like, no, Kadeem like, no, was there was never no sound. Names. Sorry, there was no sound. Like, I couldn't, like, obviously I was into Kadeem too, but not as much.
Okay, mm-hmm. The last five people I added on my playlist was Youngin, Unknown T, Hardy Caprio, Gecko, Tion Wayne, but that's it. But that's not albums, that's just songs.
Do you even listen to Lancey Foe?
Hmm?
You don't listen to Lancey Foe.
Lancey Foe, what's top song?
Die Twice.
I don't think so.
Nah, I had to put you on to. Let me add that to your playlist right now. Yo, I also listened to the Sad Baby EP.
Yeah.
It's fire.
Yeah, it's fire. He's good. Yo, do you know who's coming to Waterloo?
For what?
For a concert. Kamathazin? However you say his name.
Komethazin.
Something. He's coming, so I'm trying to go see that.
Do you listen to him?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Not heavy. See, I listen to everything, but not heavy. Like, there's no one, like, if there's what no one I listen mean? To heavy. Yeah. I just listen to whatever sounds good. But yeah, he's coming to Waterloo on 2 weeks? 20 something.
I'm actually down for that. Yeah. I heard about it, but I don't know. Like, maybe. It depends on, like, what he plays. I haven't even listened to any of his recent shit. Just like his old stuff, cause he's a new artist, right? He came out like maybe a year ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna put you on to Ping 2.
But do you guys listen to like soul music?
No,
I'd
say Solange.
Yo, I haven't heard that album.
This man just started listening to Solange last week.
I didn't start listening to Solange last week. I listened to what's the name of the other album before?
Which one? I don't remember.
The one with Lil Wayne.
She's a song with Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on the album, right?
Yeah, but like not this album, the one before.
Well, she had one with Lil Wayne before.
Yeah, like she hasn't.
Yeah, I don't know. Is her album good?
Obviously.
I said obviously.
Obviously.
I heard it's a whole different sound, so.
Is it? Compared to her old album, I think it's I think it's kind of like the same thing.
Obviously, should I play it? Should I play it?
Yeah.
Yo, we played this last week. Oh, but like you can play a track, but just play out me like the one with Playboi Carti.
Okay. Actually, I'll play it later.
Solange.
Travis had a concert yesterday.
And
isn't it the same as the other time he had a concert?
Yeah, this man's just trying to get more money.
Yeah, I was going to say
that's
when you think about it, Travis has no bad song.
Travis Scott?
Does he have a miss? No. Huncho Jack wasn't a miss. I don't see why people were dissing. Would you say Huncho Jack was a miss?
No, I wouldn't say it was a miss. It just wasn't it. It was just, I think it was something different.
Difference.
I think something different. I don't even know why we have a Quavo and Travis Scott album. Like everyone, like they're not good together.
The album was good.
Yeah, the album was good, but then like I wouldn't say it's like an iconic duo. Like it's not like an iconic collab compared to his other stuff. It's not like he does better with people like Young Thug and like let me pull up a few names right now.
What do you think of Quavo's album?
Quavo?
It's okay.
Which one?
Quavo.
His
his only album.
What's it was okay. It was okay, that's all.
I think I listened to one of them.
Favre is so ass on his own.
Yeah, like...
I can't believe that Offset really left...
Oh, Quavo Honk. Yeah, sorry.
Offset really left Takeoff of his own album. Like, he didn't even feature Takeoff.
Did he have any features? Oh, yeah, he has features.
He featured Quavo, but he featured Takeoff.
That's some beef, dude.
I feel like Takeoff had the best solo album, though.
Yeah.
Would you say he had the best solo album?
Between...
Out of the three.
I can't really remember how Takeoff's album... I can't really remember how it goes, but I'd say he had the best. Because Offset's album, it didn't come...
Offset?
It didn't come hard.
Like, so you don't even listen to... You're not listening to Father 4 right now.
I've listened to it, but like it's not what I expected.
So are you saying collectively, they don't do well alone? Like
yes.
The Migos?
Yeah, yes. No,
they don't do well alone.
Like, they could... I mean, Offset's... Like, Offset can do really well without them. Like, but what I'm saying is he should have done really well on this album. Because in this album, it's not... Like, it's not what you'd expect from a rapper like Offset. Like, how Offset raps on Migos tracks, that's not how he was rapping on here.
Would you say it's, like, softer?
I feel like he was just testing sounds here. Like, I get he was trying to tell, like, his story and everything with this album, but still, that's not what the fans want. And Takeoff's album would have, like, it have been better. Well, let's not say better, but, like, it would have been more popular if it was released at a different time. Because they released it with, Metro Boomin's album.
Yes, and that's the fire album.
Vince Staples, everyone, Jay Critch.
I'm still waiting for Schoolboy Q to come up with his own album.
Schoolboy Q's just chilling. Man's super chilling.
No, but apparently he's working on his album, so.
Still, probably Jay Critch was here.
Before the end of the year. Huh?
Mm. Jay Critch was here last week.
Yeah.
Mm. What?
Well, not here, Toronto.
Oh. I thought you meant like it was here.
Damn. Did you ever listen to that tape, Jake Critch, Rich the Kid, and
Rich Forever 3?
Yes.
Have you listened to, I feel like they,
Jake
like...
Jake Critch is crazy.
Yeah, but like right now, like I was actually looking for more in his debut album.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like compared to like all his Rich Forever stuff is way better than like his album, in my opinion. He didn't really like, maybe there are a few songs, but then he didn't really kill it with this album. He could have done better, but I guess he's already in his bag and he's not really looking for more out of music.
You know, he has his song with, what's his name?
AJ Tracy.
Have you seen the video?
I saw the video. That's when I even listened to the song at first. And like, I was just like, these are just two tall boys.
If you actually forget their light skin, they actually look alike.
Yeah, that's what I was like. These are just two tall boys. Like, they're not doing anything. Like, they're just moving their hands around. Can hardly even listen to the song.
Yeah. Okay, we're going on a quick break. This is Heavy One, of course. Bro, just be an XAM. He ain't tell me, that's normal. Step with a metal, that's daily. It won't fail me, that's bro. On the up look, we took selfies. Our presence, it was known of.
People will always try to limit you, but do not limit yourself.
What?
But don't limit yourself.
Yeah. Important words. I'm just trying to let you know. I'm trying to let you guys know that people always try to limit you.
Mm-hmm.
But do not limit yourself.
I feel inspired. Thanks.
Thank you.
Mitchell, your hair is always changing colors. Not even a diss. I'm just saying.
It's always changing colors. I just put you on.
Because I bleached it.
What was the last color you were going for? Red?
No. Mm. Last color I had was black.
The natural hair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This looks nice though. Thanks. I think this would be your best color.
Sorry?
This would be your best color, I think.
What the fuck? Nah. I'm just on my phone right now and I saw some really messed up shit.
Wait.
Yo, what's wrong with the sound? Is it okay?
Yeah, no, testing? Fine. Yeah. Always seen that, bro. Like, is it by force?
Have you seen it? Yeah, I've seen it.
Are you sure?
Yes. I've seen
it. Yo, speaking of that, you know it's Lent, eh?
What?
Lent has started. Well, it started on Wednesday.
Wait, what? Wednesday?
Sorry, we are in music and fashion radio.
Oh, so you can't talk about Lent? That's wild.
Wait, what's that? What's Lent?
Lent?
Yeah, what's
Are you
that?
Christian?
Yes.
You don't know what Lent is?
Lent is only for Catholics. Sorry.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
I'm Anglican.
Okay.
And I celebrate Lent.
What's Lent?
I don't know what Lent is, to be honest. What's I Lent? Just know it's
a
like...
a period of fasting.
What's wrong, are you fasting?
I'm not.
You're Catholic?
Yeah.
But you're not fasting?
Are you giving up something?
Huh?
Are you giving up something?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Nice. Happy Lent, guys.
What? We're here to talk about music.
Will it kill you for 2 seconds to talk about Lent? Anyways. What else is booming in the music industry?
Nothing else, bro. Everything is just... Like, there's nothing much going on.
I want to talk about Young Thug and his fashion.
We've already talked
about
that.
I'm tired of talking about Young Thug. Like, it's exhausting.
What?
Can we talk about female
Yo, well, you know what? We're going to talk about Young Thug. We're going
to
talk about Young Thug.
To be honest with you, it is Women's Day or whatever, so we're going to talk about female rappers. Shout out to Nicki Minaj. Shout out to the Black Stallion.
Yo, Black Stallion. Black Stallion is fire.
Whatever.
She's probably going to be the next big thing after Cardi B and, like, female
Cardi B's useless.
In female rap, she might be the next big thing, cause she's already touching people's hearts already. She's got the love of all anime watchers already. All guys that watch anime. No, it's not even about being thick, bro.
Cause she's thick and she watches anime.
Well, that's a combination. That's a mad combination. Saying. But still, no.
No.
It's just because she watches anime.
Because she raps matter. Good. She raps good. Fuck her looks. Because she raps good. She raps good.
What does her body have to do with
anything? Her body has nothing to do with it.
Because I know she blew up on Twitter because of her body. And because she watches anime.
Nah.
The last thing people were saying. I know. The last thing people were talking about was her music.
People were talking about the interview that the guy kept on asking about her body.
Yeah, that was problematic.
That's not what blew her up.
She's actually a good rapper. I've seen like two radio freestyles she's had. She had one with Charlie Sloth and she had one like in LA. And those were two, like, those were the one she had. The one she had over Tupac's All Eyes on Me beat. Oh, that was.
I've heard her freestyles. I've heard her regular stuff.
But I feel like she's the next up and coming thing because like she's trying to touch all parts of like, because like Twitter is kind of like a big thing right now in the way like the different
what about Rico Nasty?
She's already up there. She's not up,
because
she brings a different sound.
Sure.
It's not like a mainstream sound. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just like it's gonna take a longer time.
Did they even
time.
Play her on the radio?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
But Rico Nasty 2 is fire. Like, I'm just tired of seeing only, what's it called? I just hate, like, I'm tired of seeing only Cardi B and Nicki Minaj.
I know,
Minaj
because, but they're also pop. Like, scene. They're rap, but they're pop as well. Like,
yeah,
like
they reach a wider, wider audience. But then, like, but people, like, I also hate the way Young M.A. is just so silent, like, lately. Like, the last thing she dropped was the Thotiana, like, her Thotiana remix, which, in my opinion, is the best. Remix, like,
well, best that's better than the original.
Probably.
She's just pulling a Jack Quees and just doing remixes now.
What?
You know how Jack Quees does only remixes now?
No.
Not only, but like,
how's she doing? How's she doing remixes?
How many
she's only done
remixes?
One.
Has he done?
Who, Jack Wees? Yeah. I don't know a lot.
No, but you said Young M.A. is also
Young
doing...
Young M.A. too, yeah.
But she's only done one.
No.
What are the reasons?
I don't know the others, but I swear she's done others.
No, she hasn't.
She's only done one.
Yes.
Okay.
She's only done one.
Okay, no, she hasn't. She's done like two.
She's done like two or three.
Yeah, but you're saying she only does...
Well, not only, but her most recent stuff.
No.
So she's dropped a single.
Yeah, she has dropped singles.
That's the most recent thing before a remix.
Okay, before this remix, she dropped like two or three singles.
Yeah, but
and
that's...
And then
yeah.
All the videos are on her YouTube.
But what I'm saying, she even has one most with... recent stuff.
Yeah, that's...
Sorry about the sound.
Yeah, that's recent.
I know, but her... Okay, the last thing she put out was a remix. That's what
yeah,
I'm trying
to
say.
Yeah, but like, because everyone was remixing us. Yeah. She was like, okay, let me just remix.
True. But her remix was hard. She can be such... She has potential to be a good rapper that reaches, like, all different, like that just grabs different audiences or, like, around
Isn't
around
that
the
what
world.
She's already?
She's not really... She's not.
Because she's died down a little?
Because not that she's been down. Like, she hasn't, like, really risen up.
I just don't think she...
cares.
Or maybe I feel like she's only about, like, making the money. She's not really about, like, the music aspect.
Yeah. I feel like she's not really about the fame. She's more about the money. So maybe that's the reason.
Right,
I don't know.
Is she even, what's she doing right? Is she doing concerts or anything right now? Like nothing?
I mean, I'm sure she does.
She probably does like a few shows, but then not like nothing that we hear about, like nothing that's like really being seen.
Yeah. What other female rappers are there?
City Girls.
I don't like City Girl sound.
Wow, you're the first girl that I've heard that doesn't.
I don't know. It's so loud. It just bothers me.
Huh?
Like there's only that one song, something about booty, some shit.
I don't know.
Just they like.
A friend of mine put me on.
Act Up.
I don't know. I just know it's like the most famous one.
I thought she was going to diss that Act Up song.
Which one?
Act Up.
To be honest, I haven't, like, I know they're good, like, I've listened to a few songs, but I'm just not into it.
How can you see?
It just sounds like noise. Like maybe noise? I'll listen to it if it's at the club and it's, like, a twerking song, but...
Like noise?
Yeah, but if it's, like...
You're really triggering Mitchell today, I haven't seen...
But if I listen to it on my phone, like, on my way to school, I can't listen to that shit. It just sounds...
She just called...
Okay, maybe
I know it's not I appreciate
okay,
it. I like
okay,
it.
Maybe play a little bit of this song right now.
Okay.
Like their best, like if you wanted to play
I
their
will
best
play
song.
Act Up.
Cause I don't know. Like I've really tried to take time, but twerk, that's
no,
the song.
No, they're fire.
Okay, this is
I think they're just popular.
What did she say again? I can't repeat.
I think she said
it's not intellectual.
Yeah, it's not intellectual.
It just sounds like trash. It just sounds like a club oriented song. It doesn't sound like something that should be played.
I swear, you're the first girl that
in my life
that I've heard this from. Like everyone fucks with them.
I like the twerk song.
I don't even like that song. I don't really like that song.
None of this I would listen to on my phone. That's just what I'm trying to say. But yeah, City Girls, yeah. They're pretty popular though now. When did they blow? This year or last year?
It was after Drake used his sample on Nice for What. That's when JT went to prison.
Oh,
was it JT or Young? Sorry?
How long was she there for?
I can't remember what she did or how long she's there for. I know she's in prison. So it's free JT.
But who's JT?
Not the girls.
City Girls.
Oh, one of the girls?
Yeah.
City Girls. Yeah.
You can't. You have no right to say that. You don't have to.
How she's...
I remember I seen them on YouTube before they even blow. Or blew low-key. Twerk.
It's an evil world we live in.
What's this? Offset father of four.
It's an evil world.
Those are the only female rappers that relevant. Not really. Did you guys listen to is it Saweetie?
So I don't know how to pronounce it.
I've only heard Icy.
Oh, Icy, yeah.
Oh, there's also Dream Doll too.
Yeah, true. There's Cash Doll.
Oh, Cash Doll is apparently good. I don't think I've heard her songs like that.
No, She's good.
From what I've seen.
Do you want to shout out to all the female rappers?
Mm-hmm. They're doing their time. I feel like for a female rapper to blow, she actually has to sell out. I'm so sorry. Like, you can't be a hardcore female rapper. I think
it's just the music business, just how it is. That's why it takes a while.
You have to come with pop stuff. Like, Stefflon Dunn's a rapper.
Yeah,
like rapper, but she's like, you know, pop.
Yeah, she's kind of reaching that pop audience.
Pop, yeah, pop, but rap, quotation marks.
Still, it's not too bad.
She's more, what's that sound?
Who?
What would you call her sound?
Stefflon Dunn?
Yeah, it's not pop. Because she sings in patois.
I don't know what you call her song. It's just different.
But it's like a genre. It's like a different genre of music.
Mm. It's like Sean Paul kind of music.
Yeah.
I mean, you have his song.
Did you hear that song that just came out with Idris Elba? And
yeah.
Like you saw
how
it.
Yeah, that song?
That's what I'm talking about. It's it's good.
That sounds good.
Idris is what, rapping or singing?
Huh?
Is Idris rapping on that song?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Uh-huh. But like rapping kind of like in
pop. Like the rap isn't like rap. It's like, I can't really explain this.
Like, no, you're kind of right though in what you're saying about it being like patois.
Yeah, because she sing. That's what I'm saying. I just don't know the sound exactly.
Stefflon Dunn, breakfast in bed.
What would you like? What would you like being played in your when your burial, like in your funeral? What artist would you like to listen to? To listen to, but like what song do you think? Artist actually, not even song. Young artist.
Something from Beautiful Thug Girls. So, I'd want something that hits. I'd probably take
Family Don't Matter.
No, that's not it. You'd want something that people would feel.
I'll say Sam Smith.
That's what you want to say.
Emotional shit. Sam I want Smith? People to cry. Yes.
Seven rides at your burial.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me through your
headphones. Can hear you. I don't want to hear you, but I can hear you.
Okay, I'd want them to play Me or Us, Young Thug.
Yes.
Or Daddy's Birthday.
Are you a bear? You guys have to be listening to rap.
Yes.
This isn't rap.
This is country music.
This is country music.
People were saying it's like country rap or something?
It's an elevated form. This is next level.
I think I've heard of something.
You really need to be educated.
This is next level.
I'm musically uneducated.
This is why I'm saying, yo, we actually need to do that thing.
Oh, yeah. We should.
We
should probably do it for us.
What thing?
For St. Patrick's.
But then what's going to happen to
the
cheese thing?
What's happening?
I mean, we could do it on Friday.
Excuse me, I'm missing something.
We could do it on Friday.
We're trying to, like, it's not even, I won't even call, I don't want to call it a party, but we want to do like a, it's not even an event, okay, actually, let's just call it a party for people who are educated in the world of music.
Oh,
that have listen to a certain class of music, not all this mainstream Drake.
Not Drake.
Drake stuff.
Why are you looking at me when you say Drake?
Look at my shoes, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but we're trying to do something like that. People listen to our type of music. And we know they're out there. They just don't have and like we want to make a community.
That's all the Nigerians.
Not necessarily.
I mean, like Kingsley and those people. Shout out to Kingsley, Sam, Talani, all those people.
That's how people. You know Kingsley, right?
What?
You know Kingsley?
Yeah.
Yeah. But just people who are educated. It's never like it's not even. People who it's like don't you, I can't explain to you because you're one of those mainstream listeners. Yes, you are.
I listen to everything.
He just called you lame.
Literally, I listen to every song.
You don't listen to every. The fact that you can't even break down this simple album. This is a simple Young Thug album, and you don't even understand it. Country. People were talking to country music.
Yeah, man. Anyways.
This is country. This is like, I can't even, can we even describe this? Can we describe the, like.
This man is so versatile.
Okay.
Like, he's the best lyricist on the planet.
Young Thug. Thug.
Like, you people, like, you don't, you,
he's
you just.
More than Thugger.
Do you know, this is Jeffrey. That's what I'm saying, bro. We need to do this. We actually need to put this thing in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Let me play a song.
Play this. I want to listen to this country stuff you guys talk about.
Alright, before we, like, while we were on a break, man, the sound, like, we actually need to do something about this. This is terrible. Before, like, while we were playing some tracks with you guys.
I got dissed?
Yeah, you got dissed, but that's not important. We were talking about how Young Thug hasn't headlined his own tour yet, which is kind of weird, like, considering how much songs he has in his library. Like, in how many, like, and the amount of hits he hasn't headlined his own tour yet, which is kind of weird, because,
yeah,
like, why not? And, we came to the conclusion it's probably because he has so many artists under his belt, like,
yeah,
that he doesn't have time or something for that. I feel like he's just only interested in making music.
What if he has a lot of like criminal stuff going on? Low key, because you know when people go on tours, that's when they find out. No. Just listen. Sometimes when all these artists go on tours, like they find out, like, oh, they have gun charge or they have weed or like.
But I don't think that shouldn't stop you.
But what if he's like, oh, I have all this stuff. What if I get caught?
Nah.
That could also be a reason. Do you know how many people like go on tours and then like the cops find them and they get a gun charge or they get a drug charge? I can't give you names, but like, just, okay, see, okay, maybe like 2 Chainz or something.
What?
I swear, someone got a gun charge.
2 Chainz.
Gun.
Do you mean?
2 Chainz has.
There's this other guy that also got a gun charge. Now he can't travel.
Who?
I can't give you names, bro, but if you Google it. Yo, you guys are tripping. Hold on. Fam. So you're telling me that there hasn't been artists who go on tour and then they get a gun charge?
No.
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 Okay, talk about something else while I.
Oh, also, when A$AP Rocky had his show in Toronto,
yeah,
he used Playboi Carti's name to get fans to come out for him.
What?
What do you mean?
I feel like, because apparently, Carti didn't show.
See, Blueface.
Was he supposed?
Because then it said A$AP.
But wait, pause. Blueface isn't touring.
He isn't touring. He's just doing shows.
Okay, you know what? Next week I'll come back with facts.
Okay.
Okay.
You're saying?
What was I saying?
He uses his name.
Because apparently, Playboi Carti didn't show.
Was he supposed to show?
Yes, because it said A$AP Rocky and Playboi Carti, but Playboi had already done his own tour.
So he never had intentions of being there?
So he wasn't going to be there?
No.
Oh, wow. That's lame.
That's lame.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, true. He already had his own tour.
Yeah.
Like, that was
that's it? Why. And then A$AP put A$AP. Sorry, Rocky put A$AP Rocky and.
Cardi.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so lame. Really?
I mean, would you say he fell off, or he just
Rocky?
Or he just started doing different.
ASAP Rocky.
He just started like playing with different songs.
We're talking about ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I would say he hasn't fallen off yet. He's just trying to experiment with different sounds. I think he's trying to go on Tyler the Creator's wave, because Tyler has always been messing with different sounds, yeah, and has been successful with like the sounds and stuff, and like I think Rocky's just trying to get on that, like trying to be experimental with sounds.
Mm-hmm. What's Tyler doing now, anyways?
Just probably designing shirts or something. But
golf the floor.
Yeah, it looks really calm. Like when they started off, I wasn't feeling it, like any of the stuff they do, but like now, they're really coming together.
I really like their shoes.
The Converse,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That probably sells out quick. It
sells out. No, you could still find some, but
like, it sold out.
But, like, they've been, like, size 9s, size 10s.
Oh, that sucks for you. I'm size 9. I'm good.
Size 9?
I'm a size 9.
What size are you?
11. I'm a size 9. I'm good. Actually, 9.5. Still weight, so I'm good. But, yeah, it looks like they sell out pretty quick.
Just excited.
What?
You could probably check Essence.
Yeah. Or GOAT or something.
Essence or even the Converse websites. I wouldn't buy from GOAT. I hate seeing USD.
True.
Prices are always higher.
Like, imagine, like, sometimes you'd actually wish there was, like back in the day, you'd wish there was, like, a Supreme or Palace store in Toronto. Like, did you see that new Palace drop?
No, I saw a few things from it. And plus, I'm trying to branch outside of all these known brands and go into like brand, like new brands that like they're not really up there yet, but they're on their way, that actually have good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a brand I'm fucking right now. They're called Taka Original, and like I'll pull up their website for you. They have, I feel like they have like, no, actually I'll just pull up their Instagram.
She, what were you? Why are you wearing?
I don't wear no hype beast or whatever.
No, this isn't hype beast stuff.
Not hype beast. This, but like, what do you wear? Where do you get? Where do you get your clothes from?
This isn't hype beast.
Yeah, but like where?
Like, check them out. Like, they're just really. I won't say they're good. It's good material. Like on their website, everything. Like, I fuck with what they're doing. So I'm just trying to look for other brands like this that are not really, like, they haven't really gotten the recognition yet.
Yeah.
So when they get it, it's like, oh wow, I'm already wearing shit already.
Yeah, no, this is not my sense of style.
What's your type of style?
You just want to diss me.
No, I'm not like, trying to diss you. We're just trying to know.
I just don't dress like that.
So what do you dress like?
I don't know. I just wear casual shit, like tracksuits, and that's it. But I get my tracksuit from like the mall or Fashion Nova or Adidas. That's it.
That's not bad.
Yeah. If I had money, I would invest in shoes, though.
Why'd you say Fashion Nova like that?
Yeah. If I had bare funds, I would like go crazy.
How did I say Fashion Nova?
Obviously, if you like, no, I'm joking. But obviously, yeah, like if you had bare funds,
I wouldn't even care for clothing. But what I've been seeing is the bulletproof stuff, though. That's been pretty cool.
I think that's not cool. That's just weird.
I think it's cool in certain people.
Wait, do you mean the vest?
The bulletproof vest. Like, why wear the bullet? Not the chest rig.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like the bulletproof vest. Chest rig.
Yeah, the chest one.
Are you talking about the chest rig? Yeah. Or? I get so offended when people don't even wear that right. I saw a picture of a guy who the bag wasn't even sitting on his chest. It was sitting like on his abs. And I'm like, what's the point?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was offended. I was like, it's called a chest rig. Yeah. Why are you wearing it all the way down?
Those ones would be pretty sick, to be honest.
Would you wear one?
I would. Depends where I'm going. Like, if I was going to, like, a pop-up show or whatever, and it's, like, urban outfit or whatever, I would wear that. But not in my everyday life.
But would you wear a bulletproof vest?
No. I would only wear the chest.
Do you like the bulletproof vest? Do you like seeing people wearing bulletproof vests?
No. Looks okay. Ugly.
I like it on people. You like it looks nice on people. Like, no housewares, obviously.
Maybe on Instagram pictures.
No, I've seen people.
In real life?
Yeah.
Oh. Rock bulletproof. I mean, there are it's true. If you actually know how to rock it well, then yeah, go for it.
Come together.
As one of my boys, like, during homecoming last year, was wearing the vest, and like one of the cops pulled him to the side and was like, are you carrying a weapon or
really
something? Yeah, got a fine.
Was he wearing a chest rig?
No, he was wearing a bulletproof vest,
like an actual real one. An
actual vest.
Oh, I've seen the real
one. I don't know, how can you tell if it's real? Like,
I've touched the real one, like he wore it to the club.
No, but like, how can you tell if it's real? Like, it looks not. Like, because you know, like, they're probably rip off like brands that people are doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's that it's like, it looks like a bulletproof vest, but it's not really bulletproof.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
What?
Like, it's not, like, it's if not, someone was to shoot you, it looks like a bulletproof vest,
but then, like, if someone was to shoot you, it would die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like, basically, I don't know if my man was wearing a bullet, like a real bulletproof vest, but he was it was a vest.
It looked
like a bulletproof vest, and he got pulled to the side. Yeah, it was
probably like maybe the padding.
Probably that. Anyway, and he got fined.
He got fined?
Yeah. I don't know. Probably like 500.
You can get fined for
what? Probably like 500, but still, he got fined.
For what?
For wearing the vest during homecoming.
Maybe it was a real one.
Yeah. But even then, I didn't know you could get charged for that.
I mean, I don't think you should. I mean it's kind of suspicious, though. I feel like I kind of get why he got fined. But then, like, if I see anyone wearing a bulletproof vest in a crowded area, I'd be like,
Start running.
Yeah, I'd be like, it's kind of looks suspicious. Like,
you guys watch, I know this is about music and fashion, Mitchell, but do you guys watch March Madness?
Do you watch March Madness?
Because I just want to ask a big question.
No, I don't watch.
I don't watch March Madness. That's basketball, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they have football too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have soccer? Like my soccer?
No.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Oh. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, but would you rock a bulletproof vest?
No.
I feel like you can pull it off, to be honest.
Kishi.
You.
I wouldn't wear a bulletproof vest. At first, when chest rigs dropped, I'd be like, yeah, I would like to get that. Mm-hmm. But not anymore. I just don't like when people disrespect things.
What do you mean disrespect?
When I saw someone rock the chest rig all the way down, I got so triggered, bro. I was like, I don't like to comment on people's Instagram posts, but then I was gonna.
Oh, the post on Instagram.
The post on Instagram. Oh. I was gonna rage. I was gonna rage so bad. I was like, no. Then what's the point of it being called a chest rig if you don't wear it on your chest? well, it is what it is. A lot of people nowadays don't know how to rock things. They just buy it because they see everyone wearing it.
You guys have Yeezys? Are they still in fashion?
Yeah.
They've died down a bit.
Sorry?
Yeezys.
I mean, I wouldn't say they've died down.
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, I'd cop those Yeezy soles, those white ones. Yep. I would. The 700s,
right? They haven't died down. Kanye's just more focused on the on making gospel music now, so I'm making clothes for his wife too, so there's nothing much we can do about that. I don't even think Yeezys have ever been like, what's the word now, popularly known.
They're just
there, like compared to like Off-White. Like, most people would rather just rock Off-Whites than, like, wear Yeezys or something.
Wait, what do you mean?
I feel like they're, like, since like, Yeezys came out.
Yeah.
Like, people haven't really been accepting to it. Like, they'd rather rock like Off-Whites. Like,
do you mean like Yeezy clothes or Yeezy?
I think I'm talking about clothes and shoes.
But like, you can't really find Yeezy clothes exactly.
What do you mean you can't find clothes?
Well, you can, but like, it's not.
Sorry.
You can, but it's not like, I know so many people selling Yeezy clothes.
I mean, you can always buy online. That's the thing, too. That's the thing. Yes, it kind of proves my point. Because, like, okay, yeah, because they're retailers and everything. Yeah, but you like, never see a retail shop, like, selling Yeezy.
You could find it on Yeezy Supply. You could find it on Yeezy Supply. You could find it on Essence. But, like, that's what I'm saying is you can't really find a lot of Yeezy.
Because, like, the audience, why the fashion world or, like, or people who are into like clothes, yeah, and everything, they're not accepting of it. They're not receiving it well. But then you can always see Off-White, like the hoodies, like the shirts, shoes, yeah, everywhere. Like retail stores are selling those things, but they don't stock up with stuff from Yeezy, except the shoes.
Okay.
That's just my point.
Did you try the Vans challenge?
Sorry?
Since you have Vans. Huh? Did you try the Vans challenge where you throw the Vans in the lens?
Why do I throw my shoes? Why am I throwing my shoes around?
See if they land.
So?
If they land.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Why?
I don't know. I just want to see if it's true. Because videos... It doesn't matter, but nothing in this life matters.
Well, what's it supposed to prove?
It was just that, like, every time you throw it, it lands on up front.
So that's all it's supposed to prove.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes.
Okay.
What's wrong with this one?
I'm just like, what's the point?
There's no point.
That's
not
gonna add anything to me. I'm not gonna be like, wow, so it stands. Wow, no, it doesn't stand.
What's like your fave shoe collab?
I really like what brands are doing with Nike. What different brands are doing with Nike.
Yeah. Not even shoes, even clothing.
Clothing.
Like Ambush, that's cute.
I like the fact that Nike is really giving all these creatives a chance.
I feel like it was after Kanye West left for Adidas.
That they all.
Yeah. Because, like, if you watch, I don't know which interview it was, that he was talking about how he couldn't even get a call straight to the CEO of Nike. I don't know if it was the CEO.
Yeah.
Or who exactly. But Adidas right now, he has a phone that goes straight to the CEO.
So, like, you think Nike saw, like, a learning point?
Yeah.
And then they decided to change?
Yeah. Because, I mean, if Nike, because Kanye said he wasn't getting any royalties from selling shoes or anything.
Okay.
He was just making shoes. And then he couldn't deal with that, so he had to dip.
So they just paid him like a base and then that's it?
Yeah, like he wasn't getting royalties from selling shoes.
Oh. Yeah, but like, so, but even Adidas, like, they're not even, like, apart from, like, making shoes with Kanye and, like, making shoes with Pharrell,
yeah,
I don't really see them doing anything much. Or maybe am I forgetting the name? Like, I'm not forgetting a collab.
They have Stella McCartney. They have, I'm sure there are a lot of collabs, but...
Do Raf Simons make shoes with Adidas?
Yes, they do. Oh, that's okay. True. Raf Simons, they make shoes with Adidas, and they've all been... you can't say there's one that's been bad.
Yeah, okay, yeah, true. True. But yeah, I just really like what Nike, like, it's not even only Ambush, but there's another brand, CH24.
There's Nike.
I'm gonna show
X
you.
Keith.
Yeah, there's Nike X Keith too. I feel like they're all selling out. Like, there hasn't been any bad shoe or issue or any shoe I'm like ugly, because it's just the same concept. But then everyone, like, they're just all switching them around.
Yeah.
Like, look at this. Like, I mean, look at this. I don't know if it's reflective.
Yeah.
Is it reflective? Or is it just white?
Well, I've seen this C2H4 before. I doubt it's reflective. But it looks, I don't know if.
Shoot. Even like even C2H4, they're also doing stuff with ASICS too. Like they have the they have like a ASICS shoe, and like I always saw ASICS as a dad shoe kind of, but then not really dead. They're not really good with their colorways, but I really like this colorway they have here. Like honestly, checks over stripes, man. Checks over stripes.
Yes, checks over stripes. I mean, I'd only buy which Adidas shoes would I buy? I'd only buy Raf Simons. Adidas and Raf Simons, to be honest.
I feel like Adidas fits are better than Nikes.
In what way?
That's it. I have no substance to it. To this just comment I just said.
You mean like...
But the
outfits, clothes?
Yeah.
The clothes.
I think Nike is better in shoes, and Adidas shoes don't compete, but like they're... I don't know, just their outfits.
No.
You think so?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I feel like Nike, from tracksuits down to everything, Nike makes the best designs ever.
Yeah, I do like the tracksuits. Oh no.
I mean, imagine seeing someone in an Adidas tracksuit when there's Nike Tech.
Like a full Adidas tracksuit.
Yeah, when there's Nike Tech. What's so good about Nike Tech is, like, there's no stripes. Like, how can you have stripes?
I think the stripes
look good. Like, I would never rock a full Adidas, like, track fit.
No.
I rock that all the time. That's my go-to.
That's your go-to?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, it's okay.
What color?
Just black. Like, I have the red one.
Do you mean like
you have black, the red one.
Black. Wait, do you mean like, does it come with stripes?
Yeah.
What color are the stripes?
But the straps are white, but the actual like...
Oh.
Yeah. It's black, red.
Oh, there's also been Adidas and Palace.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Adidas and Bape.
What does Bape Anderson God. Bape?
Yeah. They also made these shoes. These basketball shoes, they look nice.
Oh, have you seen? I was gonna ask you about the Kawhi X New Balance. Yes! Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that.
It's very plain.
Very plain?
Very plain. It's really plain, like, it's just Kawhi on the left shoe and Leonard on the right. And a full stop. Can you imagine?
And a full stop?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
Is Supreme still a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still a thing. I remember when everyone used to rock Supreme.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is it still as hype?
Like, a lot of people used to rock Supreme.
Supreme. Yeah,
Supreme is expensive.
Like, just... Not
like,
even,
ordering from the sites is expensive.
Not even... But, like, not even the like their hype stuff, just like the regular t-shirt
yeah.
with the Supreme.
Where did Kappa come from? Sorry? That came out from nowhere. Kappa, with the ones with the two girls, those tracksuits.
There's always been.
They've always been there, but
what made them?
Like they just out of nowhere. Just
I think it's because like artists started wearing Kappa a lot. Like just when I started wearing the tracksuits a lot, and they just when everyone's like, oh, that's hype, and just started wearing them again.
Yeah, I just seen them. I was like, yo, where are you guys coming from?
This has been really one of our worst shows.
I enjoyed the show.
It's been really slow. We need to cover more stuff for next week. Yeah, why don't you just play something and just send us out of here?
I think I should get a song.
Oh, yeah. What do you want?
Yes.
What do
you okay. want? So, since we're out here talking about intellectually stimulating music, I would like to play Calling My Spirit by Kodak Black. No? Okay, next.
No, that's not a bad song.
No one is. Everyone's just keeping quiet. So I'm like, okay, I'll move on. Wait, hold
that's
on.
That's really not a bad song.
She don't know that. That's the only song I have.
That's the only song?
Calling My Spirit. Okay. Okay, so thank you for tuning into Flatbed Freestyle. Thank you for tuning into Flatbed Radio.
Yep.
I'm your host again, Mitchell. And that's Kishi. And what's your name?
What's my name? Chi. Guys, follow me on Instagram. No. Follow me on Snapchat.
No, no, no. This is not type of show. This is not type of show.
Okay, thank. So we'll finish up the show with Solange.
Because, you know, it's Women's Day.
Yes, it is. Yes.
But we shall be playing a different song today. Playing Mad.
Solange.
Actually, we'll be playing Solange and Gucci Mane.
Pick something, bro.